We are now in Shin Lamed Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing. Sif Aleph, Emialdin es Abehema b'Shabbes. You're not allowed to pull the baby animal out of its mother's womb. Why is that? Because Chazal asked it because of Tircha. Even if you're afraid that the animal is going to fall on the floor, if there's a chash that it may die, so there, some say that you're allowed to, and others say that it's only mutter by way of a non-Jew. Sivbeis a mefarkas in lebeim a gilde maka. You are not allowed to cover up the scabs of a maka. Now this was done, it makes them feel better. They're not in pain, but it makes them feel better. V'lo sochen, sochen also b'shemens. The halacha is either the emefarkasin is peeling off the scab, and the sochen is to soften the scab. V'hani mila b'gmar maka. That's only when you're talking about a maka that's healed. The leke elamishim tainug. They were just to make the animal feel better. So for that, Chazal weren't matarit. Av b'tchilis maka diketzara shori. But in the beginning of the maka, where there is tzar, chazal were matarit, there's no malachi here anyway. Sif gimel, im ochla karshinin harbe mitzta'eris. The animal ate too much and is suffering from indigestion. Yochel aritza b'chotzer kadei shi'igav esisrape. You're allowed to go and overwork it by having it run all over the yard, all over the chotzer, so that it will it'll eventually feel better. Sif dalid. So lamaisi, you cannot break an isur daraisa or a drabanan, but the only isur here is refuah. The isur refuah was only made for man. They never made an isur refuah for an animal, because for a man we're afraid that he's going to forget himself and actually come to do tochen in Shabbos. For an animal, we're not afraid a person will do that. Amir la akum for tzar balei chayim, that is mutter. Siv dalit im och zodom yochol amida b'mayim kadeshet itztani. So they had this disease where a person or an animal would get fever from, they would see it as it having too much blood, and what they used to do is bloodletting. So what you're allowed to do instead for the animal, yochel amida b'mayim kadeshet itztani, you're allowed to put it in water to bring the temperature down. Vimu safik shim lo yakizla dam tomus mutalom le niyudal akiza. If there's a fear that the animal will die if you don't take care of it, so you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do bloodletting on the animal itself. The Mishtabur brings down, there's a long bir halachi here, that there are two possible reasons for being matir this. One is because we're afraid that if you won't be matir for him to tell a non-Jew, that he'll be afraid his animal will die, and he'll actually break Shabbos in a daraisa, he'll do the hakazah. A second reason, he brings a chayodom, they're just mutter because tzar balei chayim, they were matter, amir l'nochri.